lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Israelis are still pumping their troops at the border, still massing them up. The military says it plans to target underground Hamas hideouts around Gaza. The BBC's Tom Bateman has the latest.
Their plans encompass a synchronized, multifaceted offensive involving air, sea, and land assets. Now, they then go on to talk about how there is a big logistics operation to potentially expand the area of combat and quite a lot of work being done to basically get kit and ammunition to the front line. But I think what this says is they feel they're almost in a point where they are ready, and I think that matches what we saw from Benjamin Netanyahu wearing a flak jacket, visiting soldiers on the at the perimeter.
Israel's told the northern Gaza citizens to head south, but they want to get out of the country, and if they did, European Council President Charles Michel says it could risk bringing the conflict to European society.
And it's very important not to import within the EU the tragic conflicts at the external level. We have our challenges. We have our domestic difficulties. I think this is not the time to have more difficulties, because we will import within the EU conflicts that would create some dangers for the EU.
Attorney General Jeff Landry wins the Louisiana governor's seat, fending off a crowded field of candidates Saturday. Landry will replace current governor John Bel Edwards, who was unable to seek re-election due to consecutive term limits. Edwards is the only Democrat governor in the Deep South. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
French police say the Louvre Museum and Versailles Palace were evacuated, visitors and staff, after they received bomb threats. Both being were searched by police. The threats came after the French government put the country on high alert following the fatal stabbing of a teacher at a school by an Islamic radical. A former Gambetta High School student says the shooting results in tighter security all over the country.
All of the students in France would be stressed, I think, and I hope, that's sad, but I hope that this may change something of the security, the people. I hope just this could never happen. This never happen again.
President Macron ordered the deployment of 7,000 troops to heighten security and vigilance. Police have the suspect in custody and are trying to determine his motives. More at townhall.com. A cop's being accused of being a serial burglar.
Authorities in New England say a former Connecticut police officer is suspected of committing 30 or more thefts in three states. An unsealed warrant says former Glastonbury officer Patrick Hemingway, believed to have targeted safes and cash registers in restaurants and a number of businesses in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. Hemingway being held on a $1 million bond. Jason Walker reporting.
California Governor Newsom signing a law to raise the minimum wage for health care workers to $25 an hour over the next decade. This is the second minimum wage increase the Democrat has signed this year. Last month, he okayed the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. Health care increase is a carefully crafted compromise between the health care industry and labor unions. More at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 36, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers, highs level off around 52. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, lows level off around 37. Daytime highs approaching 49 Monday under overcast skies, 54 Tuesday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 36 overnight. We should top off around 52 tomorrow. Lows level off around 37 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 40.
Never gets too grown underneath my feet. City lights, southern stars, no such thing has gone too far. I'm running wide open. I was born with my feet in motion. Since I met you, I swear I could be happy anywhere. Any map dot location, you're always my destination. You're the only thing that I'm chained to. Been so long.
sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life is shattered.
And she's, of course, gaining a lot more popularity, getting a lot more duties around country music. It was just announced she's going to be hosting the third annual Opry Next Stage Live event. It's going to be happening at the Grand Ole Opry House coming up Wednesday, December 6th. So it's got some great performers lined up for that. Ashley Cook, Corey Kent, Ernest, Jackson Dean, just to name a few. The one best love to go to.
Shorter. You'll always have long blonde hair. You'll always be meant for. country.com.
Poison, my heart aching tonight with a kiss on her lips, just like
just want you. No, I just want you.
Do you brush your teeth in the shower? I have before when I was in a hurry. I don't know if it really saved me any time. They talked about some unique shower habits in a new poll. 23% of Americans have brushed their teeth while showering. 15% have showered with their pet. I wouldn't say that I technically showered with my pet. I've got in the shower to wash my pet, but like I had a bathing suit on. You know what I mean? And how about a shower beer? Have you had a shower beer? I'll say that I have.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Big hits. Big hits. From big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Off the Bud Light label, just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no, just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown, got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now, come on now. You one of them girls? Girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us one.
Flies in a jar. This is a
Gabby Barrett with Glory Days. Get this. She has a, 11-month-old son, Augustine, that was born, back in October of last year. Well, she recently announced she's got another baby on the way, bringing that stable up to 3. Now, I'm not sure when she's due, but she's like on the same pace me and my ex-wife were. Might as well pump them out every other year.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 36. Northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 52. Cloudy. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 37. Cloudy skies expected Monday with daytime highs approaching 49. 54 Tuesday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 36 overnight. We should top off around 52 tomorrow. Lows level off around 37 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 40.
Maren Morris, Hardy, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country.
Country. 98 Q Country.
Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. And I've got my side of the story, and he's got his side.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
I wasn't trying to feel like this. I wasn't trying to feel nothing at all. I just came to meet my friends and try to drink a long week off. I didn't want to say too late. I wasn't trying to close it down. I was doing my own thing. Yeah, up until you sat down.
Take it.
Mr. Al Dean. Try that in a small town. My name is Penrod. So at a recent concert in Oklahoma, guess who showed up at Jason Aldean's show? Toby Keith popped in, and the two got up together and did a duet. What a great surprise to have Toby Keith show up. They did Should Have Been a Cowboy, one of my favorite songs. Toby Keith, there's video of it online. Toby's actually looking pretty good. You know, recently he revealed that he's been dealing with stomach cancer, was it? So they brought the house down, according to source.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Brand new country.
The type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98 Q Country.
Ready.
truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yes, I did. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Sang along every time it came on. But I feel bad for him and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about, when you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
When you see a deer, you see Bambi, and I see antlers up on the wall.